Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, as promised, now let's take a look at the end of that Texas special session. What got done, what didn't get done, and how does State Representative Jim Murphy feel about that? He's the chair of the Texas House GOP caucus. Representative Murphy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Doing great. Glad to be in Houston.
Good to have you on the air. So let's talk about the biggest accomplishments during the special session. What are you most satisfied with?
Well, I mean, the biggest item was the thing we had to do, which was to draw all the redistricting maps for Texas. You know, Bob, we did four, the State Board of Education, the U.S. Congress, the State House, and the State Senate, and they're all done. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do in the confines of a special session, but we did that and a good bit more.
Couple of things, I mean, really, major triumphs, yes, and the whole redistricting thing that you got done. But there were a couple of things that we were really hopeful for. I mean, the vaccine mandate, the ban on them that the governor has issued, it won't stand up after we're past an emergency and certainly not after an executive order. And the legislature needs to do that if you really care about protecting Texans from vaccine mandates, and that didn't get done.
I think that may be one of the items that's the impetus for another called session, Shira. I will see. There's just not really at this point a consensus as to what we want to do. You have businesses saying they want to do this, whether they want to have their employees do it or not require people to do it. And so we're kind of all over the map on that. Oftentimes, legislation takes months to develop. And so this one came, I think, with maybe a week or 10 days left in the session. So we may come back to work on that. But no, it concerns me greatly. The story you guys just had about police officers losing their pension, I think that's illegal, by the way. But it's a great.
I would think it should be if it isn't. That's incredible to touch somebody's pension because they refuse to take a vaccine. I mean, literally, people are given a choice to either take that all across the country or quit or retire or get fired or whatever. And now they're saying if you do choose to retire, we're going to punish you for it.
Yeah, introducing a condition after a contract is made is not legal. I don't, but they'll fight that out. But clearly, the average person would say that's wrong and should be prevented.
Chair, go ahead.
Well, I mean, and another thing that we were really looking forward to was maybe some property tax reform. I realize that's something that should be done in regular sessions, but this world is so chaotic, and Texas is having to stand up against such federal assault. Can you really excuse the governor if he doesn't call another special session to handle some things that are really pressing?
Well, I do want to point out we did do some important things for tax relief. We're going to raise, if the voters approve, the homestead exemption. So everybody who has a home will get a greater tax increase, and that will be permanent. And it'll be small, but it'll be permanent. And then the other thing Texas did was we took $7 billion of our $16 billion in federal money and put that towards the unemployment insurance pool, which, of course, has been decimated with all the claims from last year. And that'll keep employers from having to raise their taxes, which they just pass on to the consumer anyway. So that's $7 billion that's going to be not taken out of the pockets of our businesses and their employees. So those are important things. The governor, he's in a tight situation. He can call a session, you know, put the topic on the table, but it's up to the legislature to deliver the goods. And we did on so many other things in the past couple of sessions, but not on that one.
How about the border?
Well, we put $1.8 billion in the previous session, and thank God we did because that's right before the onslaught occurred. Now, that continues to be a problem, Cheryl. We are putting billions in, and in fact, I don't want to really say this out loud, but I will because your viewers or listeners may have seen it, but there are hardly any DPS troopers on the highway because they're all down at the border. And so Texas is taking it on the chin with the federal government not doing its job. And we just have to keep up that pressure and hope that Washington will step up and do it. I mean, we spend billions, but sure, they spend trillions. And so we need to have some help.
Yeah, well, and the worst part about it is they're down at the border and they're useless there. They're being, because what they are is escorts. They're just escorting people who are crossing the border illegally to their to the next point in their destination, and ultimately turning them loose in the interior of the United States with the quote unquote promise that they'll come back for a hearing, and we all know how that goes. Suffering for nothing.
And of course you've got a situation where if you talk to the border communities, they're hugely concerned. I mean, everything from the hospitals to their schools are just overwhelmed.
To their property, even just their property being damaged and overrun by people. It's impossible to comprehend how this continues to be allowed. But I know you're doing great work on that and more in the legislature. State Representative Jim Murphy, thank you so much for the time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you all.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.